7:39 Ontbyt.
Exactly 20 past 7 on this Wednesday morning. The South African political and business space continues to be marred by state and corporate political wranglings and all these revelations of corruption, ongoing investigations, and all this scandalous misappropriation of assets. It's making headlines every week. Yet those involved claim to have very little to no knowledge of all the other players. And while these investigations need to be pursued to the fullest extent of the law, and hopefully without any kind of interference in the meantime, the domestic economy continues to be assaulted, having contracted by 3.2% for the first 3 months of this year, and it faces further possible downgrading from international rating agencies. We hear these stories so often on 7:30 every morning during our perspective on the news. Lerato Tekisa is on the line with me. She's the founding director of Thekvest Legal Advisory Service. Lerato, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I mean, due diligence is that investigation of an entity or a business or a person. It seems like there's a lot of business being done in South Africa, the stuff that makes news headlines, and probably most of it that doesn't, that's being done with people whose intentions are not good, and you have no idea who you are getting into bed with from a business perspective. Am I right?
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Yeah, due diligence is, in my view, a process that's really, really important, which I think is often, you know, we do it factually, but I think there is a need to double-click on some of the information that comes through as a result.
Lerato, how do you go about doing due diligence? I mean, you know, as a company, you want to, you know, am I checking your references? Am I trying to find somebody who's done business with you before to get a bit of a feedback, a bit of a testimonial? I mean, at the end of the day, we want to get on with things on a smaller scale. Then on a bigger scale, we might be calling for tenders and we're seeing companies that are popping up that we've never heard of before. They might be offering us a good price and a whole lot of promises. But I mean, is this going to be a good journey?
That's a very good question. I mean, in terms of the due diligence, I look at it from two perspectives. Firstly, you know, we conduct a due diligence usually before buying into an organization, a company, etc. And in simple English, how I see it is basically doing your homework. You know, you don't want to get into bed and inverted commas, as you said earlier, with someone that you don't know. So it's doing your homework on, okay, what is the history of the company? Are their papers in order? Are their taxes up to date? Are they actually profitable? Who do they work with? What are the associations? What are the risks, intrinsic risks within the business? Are there ethical practices that are integrated in how they run their business? How long have they been going for? What is the staff turnover, et cetera? There is so much that we can look at when we approach the question of the due diligence prior to purchasing a company. But on the other hand as well, I'd like to just add that a company is made up of people, and so there's another leg to this, and there's an element of the due diligence that's also around people that you partner with, people that you bring on board a company, people that you allow to lead an organization, and how much of that is actually being done, and how accountable do we hold people when we, you know, put them in positions of power and leadership in these organizations. And so as part of the work I'm passionate about, I really think there's a lot of work to be done in this area where we really hold leadership of organizations and companies to account, because ultimately they're the people that steer the ship for these organizations on behalf of shareholders.
Yeah. Lerato, I think at times, and this might be a general statement, but you get the feeling, particularly when things go south, that it's money first, you know, and then you go to a company and said, well, I mean, are you sure of what you stand for? What are your visions? What's your vision? What are your values? And are you associating yourself with other organizations that you want to do business with? Do you know what they stand for, what their values are, and what their vision is? And there needs to be that kind of alignment, particularly if you want to be together in the long term.
Exactly. That's very well said. I mean, I think a vision is primary for any organization. And that basically determines where you're going, what you intend to achieve, et cetera, and how you will do it. And values are absolutely critical. And I've seen in my line of work as an attorney, businesses basically go under as a result of a misalignment of values. So obviously the due diligence process should integrate that. But technically, you know, it's not an area that we focus too much on, you know, in reality. We look at the numbers, we look at, you know, is this thing profitable, et cetera. So you are quite right that often the focus is on the finances and how profitable this venture could be, but, you know, failing to look at the other elements that are equally important, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially if you want to do work together in the long term. I mean, you need to be that alignment. Otherwise, you're just going to start to move apart, and the first big hiccup, you're not going to see eye to eye, and that'll be the end of it, and you wish that you had picked someone else.
Exactly, absolutely. And there's so many things to look out for, you know, when entering into partnerships or buying into entities. In fact, I was just having a conversation with a colleague yesterday saying there's just such a trend of breakups with organizations where partnerships just haven't worked out because, you know, the work that was supposed to have been done initially wasn't. And as a result, you're too far in and you've lost money, you've lost time, you've lost opportunity. And I really think that emphasis should be on being quite proactive. So not just relying on a group of attorneys to do the research for you, but to interrogate it, to really seek to look deeper, because ultimately, you know, it's your interest that are at stake, but also, you know, some of the decisions that have been made in this company affect other people as well. You know, often companies are made up of employees as well. And so I really think there's a huge responsibility on those in leadership and those that intend to pursue these partnerships to take into account that the decisions made at that level affect other people, you know, and with the state of our economy currently, we can't take those decisions lightly. And so an emphasis needs to be placed on holding ourselves accountable as those in those positions of leadership and setting a standard. You know, some companies are obliged to have social and ethics committees, for instance.
Yes.
And it's been quite interesting for me to see what the sort of opinion is around in SME committees. Like, oh, it's just a nice to have, you know, people perceive it as like a corporate social investment happy little committee, but actually it integrates so many elements that are critical to the success of a business. Because at this point in time, my personal opinion is that what will make a successful business, firstly, obviously, you know, it must be profitable and make sense, but the softer issues around how a business runs need to be, you know, considered. So a social and ethics committee looks at things like, absolutely, socioeconomic development, what, you know, sort of activities is your company involved with that impacts on the local community. And then we look at the environment, what impact do we have on the environment? We look at transformation, because that's a huge agenda in our country at the moment. How are we doing that? Are we doing it correctly? Are we fronting? What's underlying that? We look at ethics. Does the, you know, leadership often has an ethical standard, but does that actually translate to the employees? Do they understand what the ethical standard is internally, and how do they respond in situations of potential compromise?
Yeah.
Is there, you know, a forum that they can engage? What if they actually want to report bad behavior at the top? How do they go about that, et cetera? So, you know, these type of committees, even though they're not compulsory for all companies, I think are worth looking into. And yes, absolutely, it takes a lot of time to invest in these things. But if you want to run a business for the long haul, I think it's worthwhile.
Yeah, you're making a good point. This is a conversation we really should be able to do much longer than we've given ourselves a chance for you this morning, Lerato, and because there's so many facets to this. But I'm grateful for the time this morning. If we've been able to at least jumpstart some thinking and start to bring up words again, like the committees you've just mentioned, things like integrity, people, values, vision, and what you stand for, and make sure that we go and do your due diligence, even if you have to contact the likes of Lerato from TechVest Legal Advisory Service, then you absolutely do that. But get the ball rolling and don't say you didn't know and don't do nothing.
Exactly.
Lerato Takiso, we have to leave it there this morning. Thank you for your time. We appreciate your passion and your input, and I love the way you carry your message this morning. Hopefully we can connect again in the future and spend some more time together.
Absolutely. We need a whole hour.
Yeah, I think so. We'll do a legal show. Sounds awesome. Have a great day, Lerato. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.